Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's Ask Me Anything. You want to ask a question of Dr. Carlo Broussard, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. Carlo, Doctor of Philosophy, loves talking about the teachings of the church. If there's a teaching of the church that maybe you struggle with or you'd like some clarity on, or you'd like to explore whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're a believer of any kind or not. That goes all the way from the doctrine of the church that says, oh, God exists, all the way to the particular teachings of the church. Whatever it is, if you'd like to ask about it, 888-318-7884. We're also going to do some fundraising this hour. We'll try not to take too much of the hour doing fundraising because we know that the most important thing is to answer the questions about the faith. Catholic Answers Live is completely supported by our donors. Our donors make all of this possible. It does not cost a tremendous amount. It costs us about $225,000 every 3 months to do all of it, to put all of it, all the shows that we do, all the extra videos that we make, all the, I mean, I don't know, a lot of stuff gets done, all the podcasting, all that. But we have to ask you for that money because it's not money that we just have in the bank. We got to ask you to help us. It's funny, too. We're not an apostolate that's ever been supported by huge donors either. It's, we're not like getting, we've never gotten, I don't think we've ever gotten $1 million gift. I don't even know if we got $500,000 gift. I don't know. But some of these apostolates, you know, they got these big bankrollers, and we've never had that. We've always just depended on people, and which is good because people are great, especially all those close friends of Jesus who are out there who want to help us to do what we do. Basically, what we do, answer questions about the Catholic faith, help to remove obstacles, as our guest, Dr. Carlo Broussard, says, removing obstacles to belief in God, the gospel, and the church. And if we can remove an obstacle for you today, give us a call, 888-318-7884. Even if you don't believe that that obstacle is going to be removed, but you want to test it. You want to test what you think or, about the Catholic Church or your understanding of a Catholic doctrine, 888-318-7884. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give that number out one more time, and then you better write it down because I'm going to give out the other number, the fundraising number, for the rest of the hour. And before I give out that number one more time, God is so good and our listeners are so good. Did it sound like we were going to make that match at the end of that hour? I don't know. To me, it didn't sound like we were going to make that match, but we did. And you came through for us. We're extremely grateful that you came through. A very generous gift near the end of the hour from Christina here in Southern California put us way over the top. And that we're very grateful for that. We're very grateful for everybody. Let me just name a few. Logan in Boise said, this is a very nice thing to say. He said, it's an honor to give $50 a month to Catholic Answers because Catholic Answers was a big part of his reversion. And now his whole family is Catholic. Holy smokes, Logan. What are you trying to make us cry? 888-291-8000 is the number you can go to give to make a pledge like Logan did. What's going to happen is because it's a new monthly pledge, it's tripled. And that'll happen this hour as well. We've got another $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for the hour. If we use it up, we get it all. And then we've got an additional match from another donor, another group of donors, actually, who say, we want you to get monthly pledges. So they'll match it again. And that's what happened to Logan's $50 a month pledge became $150 a month to us. Jim and Janet in Ohio said that being Catholic is the best thing in their life. Me too, Jim and Janet. And they're so grateful for the work we do. And thank you for that, Jim and Janet. They started a $50 a month donation and they paid the fees on those. And all that tripled right now. I'll tell you what, we've got 17 lines open, just one call on. So I'm going to give out that number for the callers who want to call and get on the line with Carlo. That's 888-318-7884. And that's the last time I will give out the number because we need you to pick up. We need lots of people actually to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 this hour. to get us to that $20,000 dollar for dollar match. If we do that 2 hours on the first day of the pledge drive, we are in great shape. So let's use up that match. If you can do the $1,000 gift, doubled right away. If you can do a $500 gift, doubled right away. If you can do a $10 gift, a $20 gift, all of it doubled right away. 888-291-8000. Dr. Carla Broussard is the author of a whole bunch of books, including the new one that I've got right here in my hand, The Saints Pray for You, How the Christians in Heaven Help Us Here on Earth. Dr. Broussard, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Si, thanks for having me, man. It's great to be on with you, and I'm honored to be able to try and motivate and inspire our listeners to pick up that phone and give us a call and make a pledge and give us a big donation. We want the small donations, but we want some big donations as well to meet that match this hour. Si, you just mentioned Logan and Boise and how Catholic Answers was instrumental for his reversion along with his entire family.
Yeah.
Catholic Answers Live changes lives.
That's the thing.
Yep. Case in point, prime example. I'm thinking of three individuals right now who've recently have informed me about the good work of Catholic Answers and how it led them to conversion. Just the other day, I was on the air on Catholic Answers Live, Si, and I was just simply talking about the intercession of the saints, which is what this gentleman was asking about. So I gave the answer. I met his query.
Yeah.
The next day, he calls in on the air, and you may remember this. I get a text that same dude decided after that call he was going to join OCIA and become Catholic.
Praise God.
That's the fruit of Catholic Answers work, and in particular, Catholic Answers Live. Si, I'm thinking of an entire family at our cathedral parish, the Harlins, who came into the church this past July in huge part due to the ministry of Catholic Answers. The podcast that we have along with Catholic Answers Live, I know of another Church of Christ evangelist who just came into the church in our diocese December 8th, in huge part because of Catholic Answers Radio and Live in our ministry. I was at a talk just a few months ago. Gentleman came up to me and said, Carlo, I know you hear this all the time, but Catholic Answers was huge in me coming to the church. So, Si, if I could just speak to our listeners right now. Give support, give that donation, small donations, big donations, because what we do here at Catholic Answers actually bears fruit. And we hear it time and time again on the ground. People's lives are not only changed, but they're changed for the better because they're entering into the fullness of that truth in life that subsists within our Catholic faith. So pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go answer some questions. If you'll please fill up those phone lines, that'll give us a chance to answer as many questions as we can this hour. 888-291-8000. I've got to tell you, a couple of very nice gifts got us started off great, but the phones are open. There are lots of 17 lines open. So
Oh, that's too much, Si. They got to call right now.
I know. all right. I'll tell you what. We'll answer a question. You make that call, please. 888-291-8000. Don is up in Montana. Don, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Carla Broussard.
I had a question about the Mount of Transfiguration. For context, I'm having a discussion with a Protestant, and like most Protestants, he says that praying to the saints is ridiculous because they're not alive. So I've shown him many different, you know, reasons why they are. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, this is what we're discussing now, when Moses and Elijah appeared, is there any teaching by the magisterium, he asked this, that shows that Moses and Elijah were in heaven when Jesus pulled back the veil separating heaven and earth?
Yeah,
so the answer to that question would be no. That whether Moses and Elijah are quote-unquote in heaven in the sense of experiencing the beatific vision, that's more of a speculative nature, and the church has not given us any sort of teaching as to answer that question. Now, we can offer a theological speculative answer that has strong foundations, say, in sacred scripture and in the theological tradition of the church. Namely, according to John 3:13, our Lord says, "No one has ascended into heaven but he who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man." The implication being that all of those righteous, holy people of God in the hall of faith, according to Hebrews 11 and beyond, who died in friendship with God before the ascension of Christ into heaven, those souls were not experiencing the beatific vision. So they were not, quote unquote, in heaven. John 3:13 provides a strong foundation and a basis for that theological thesis that there was no one in heaven prior to Christ's ascension, and that would, of course, include Moses and Elijah. Now, we can say that Moses and Elijah were in communion with God and had sanctifying grace in their soul and died in friendship with God, and even Elijah himself seemingly having at least some aspects of the glorified body, because we're told in the Old Testament that he didn't die but was just taken up by God in a fiery chariot. Although Moses died, whether or not he has his body there or it's just simply an apparition, we don't know. That's in the realm of speculation as well. So bottom line is the church doesn't give us any teaching on this issue, but in speculation, we have good reason to think that Moses and Elijah would not be, quote unquote, in heaven. But specific to your conversation, Don, you are right to appeal to this event where we see Moses, even though he doesn't have the beatific vision, is being given some special grace to have conscious awareness and engage in cognitive activity in his conversation with Jesus, because, you know, we're told in the gospel that they were talking about Jesus's exodus, that is his departure from this life, his death. And so we see there an instance where the souls in the afterlife before the ascension of Christ, although ordinarily wouldn't have a grace to engage in cognitive activity and know the affairs of men here on earth, there are instances where some departed souls do receive a special grace to have that sort of cognitive activity. Moses being one example. You could think of the soul of the prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel 28, even the prophet Jeremiah, according to 2 Maccabees chapter 15, and a high priest named Onias, whom Judas sees interceding for the Israelites here on earth. So those would be instances along with Moses where you can appeal to say, hey, even before the ascension of Christ, God was giving special graces for the souls of those who died in friendship with him to engage in this sort of rational activity and know the affairs of men here on earth. How much more for the blessed in heaven who subsequent to Christ's ascension, now see God face to face in the beatific vision. A grace that elevates the mind far beyond what the Old Testament righteous saints would have had. And it's reasonable to conclude that those saints would engage in cognitive activity and be aware of the affairs of men here on earth. And of course, we have confirmation of that in Revelation 5, 8, and 6, 9. What do you think of that, Don?
I do like that. I also have one follow-up question that's kind of related. I have Jimmy Akin's book, The Fathers Know Best, and so I've read what he has to say in there when he's quoting the fathers. Are there other books sold by Catholic Answers or that you're aware of that go more in detail about the saints in heaven being aware, able to hear our requests and to pray for us?
Wow, Don, you could swear a side paid you like $10 to ask that question, man, because I just recently wrote a book called The Saints Pray for You, How the Christians in Heaven Help Us Here on Earth. And if you hang on the line, we'll get your address and we'll send you a copy of that brand new book that Catholic Answers Press just released. Si?
Hang on, buddy. We're going to send you The Saints Pray for You, How the Christians in Heaven Help Us Here on Earth, from Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest today. We're able to do that. Well, frankly, we have a donor who makes it possible for us to give away those gifts. Everything we do, we rely on our donors for. I think it is safe to say there is nothing that would get done at Catholic Answers without our donors, without people who support us financially. And we are asking for your help right now. We only do it four times a year. This is one of those times. We're having a slow hour in many ways. The phones are not ringing, but a couple folks have given large gifts to get us started. So let me just tell you, I always figure honesty, best policy. We are at this moment $16,800 in need by the end of the hour. We've got 45 minutes left in this hour, and we need to raise, in order to use up our matches for this hour, $16,800. So I'll tell you what I'd like to do is fill up those lines if we could right now. And let me maybe entice some of you or invite some of you to fill up those lines. I want to speak specifically to people who have never given to Catholic Answers. 18 now of our colleagues are waiting on the phone at the moment to take your call. Maybe we could fill up those 18 lines with people who have never given before to Catholic Answers and to support this program and the other things that we do. And let me make it a little more enticing for you. If you can come in at $10 a month, you're a member of Society 315, which we really want you to be a member of. And it's not just it's $10 a month to be a member of Society 315, but we also think of it as a way to build a community of people who are ready to answer for the hope that's in them, ready to defend the faith. And whether it's with family or spouses, children, friends, or, maybe you're one of those bold people who goes out in the world defending the faith. Whatever it is, we'd like you to be equipped. And that's what Society 315 is for. So could we maybe get all 18 lines filled right now with people who are willing to make a first-time donation to Catholic Answers in the amount of $10 a month? 888-291-8000. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Maybe you could make that pledge, $10 a month. If you've never given to Catholic Answers, this is the perfect time, because that $10 a month pledge, first of all, follow me all the way through this, is doubled because we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now that's not even close to being used up. We're $16,000 away from using it up. 888-291-8000. But like I said, follow me all the way. It gets matched again because we have a group of people who want us to have the relationships, basically, with monthly donors. And that's what we're trying, not just to ask you for your money, although we need the money to do what we do, but as much as we can, we want to build relationships with people and build a community of people around the work that we do. And that's what Society 315 is all about. You get a t-shirt, you get a car magnet. But I think even more important than those things that you get Michelle, who, every couple times a month is giving new materials. She's in charge of Society 315 here to Society 315 members. And we have special events and all kinds of stuff that comes with it. Because as I said, we want to build those relationships up. One call just came in. We need, let's see if we can get 17 more right now with that $10. Now, anybody else can call. Look, if you're sitting on $1,000 right now, and you're like, nah, he doesn't want me to call right now. No, I'm not trying to discourage anyone. I'm trying to fill all those lines with people who are ready to give that first gift. 888-291-8000. While I'm waiting for those lines to fill up, and I'm going to report back to you how we do filling those lines up. Now, if you can do more, we have gifts for you at the $20 level, at the $45 a month level. The Feast of Our Fathers is a wonderful book from Mike Aquilina, Praying the Church Year with the Early Christians. That's at the $20. That gets added at the $20 a month level. Maybe you could do $45 a month. Then we'll add the big book of Catholic Answers, and that's the one you've been waiting for. It's like a library of answers to the most important questions about the Catholic faith. 888-291-8000. Calls starting to come in now. I want those lines to fill up. Please help us out. If you've never given before to Catholic Answers, I'm specifically calling out to you. Could you become one of our donors now? Help us use up those matches. 888-291-8000 on the line in Connecticut. Kevin is listening on 88.9 FM. Kevin, go ahead with your question for Dr. Broussard.
Hi, good evening. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a fairly recent listener. I just started listening probably within the last year or so, and I love what you guys do.
Thank you.
I feel blessed being able to get all of the information that I get from you guys. It really is awesome. But I do have a question. It's not earth-shattering in any way, shape, or form, but it was something that I was pondering. As a Catholic, recently I've been listening to non-Catholic gospel music, and I was just wondering if there's any contradictions or any conflict there where as far as the church stands on that, or is it just a good time? I mean, a lot of that music obviously, is very blues based, and I like blues music a lot. So, I'm just wondering if there's a problem there or if I'm just out there having a good time.
I'm just happy, Kevin, to hear someone in Connecticut is listening to the blues. That makes me very happy, Kevin. Go ahead, Carlo.
I must say, Kevin, that genre of music moves me as well. I come from Southern Louisiana and grew up playing Cajun music and rock and roll and blues with my accordion and stuff. So I have a soft spot for that. There is no prohibition. So you are not being a bad Catholic by listening to non-Catholic gospel music or any other non-Catholic Christian music, say praise and worship music. Now, one thing just to keep in mind as you listen to this sort of music, and something really to keep in mind as we entertain ourselves with other forms of entertainment, and that is to know that there may very well be some things in these songs that promote a false theology and promote an idea that would conflict with what the Catholic Church teaches. Maybe it's promoting a certain view of Jesus's atonement or something, or maybe it's promoting a certain view of salvation by faith alone, say. And so it's important that, you know, we study our faith, which you calling in tonight suggests that you actually have a disposition to study the faith and you're seeking to know more about your Catholic faith, to have that understanding on hand so that when you're listening to these songs, you're able to discern and pick out maybe one or two things that that's conflicting with the Catholic faith, and just simply know that so that you're not embodying or embracing or assimilating those false ideas into your own theological worldview. So that would be the only principle for caution that I would recommend for you. But in short, nothing wrong, my friend. You can continue allowing the good of that music to minister to you as it's doing.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I've been enjoying it, and you know, I like that I can be, you know, walking around the house, cleaning the house, and have the music on in the background, and it's, you know, it's keeping me entertained. But like you said, you know, there are times where I have done that, where I have picked up on certain
right
themes or lyrics or whatever, where I'm like, that's not quite, you know.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like watching the Jesus movies, right? It's kind of like watching all the Jesus movies. You know, they might have something in there that conflicts with Catholic definitive teaching or maybe the strong theological tradition of the church, like Mary having pains and giving birth to Jesus or something. And as a Catholic, we say, nah, that conflicts with the Catholic tradition there, but we recognize, we give them a little leeway, right? And say, well, okay, they got it wrong there, but we can still enjoy the goods of the movie, or in this case, the music.
Thank you so much for the call and also for the kind words. We're delighted that you're a listener, and hope you, you know, one thing at a time, the show, and then you can go listen to your gospel music, Kevin. Thanks very much. I want to just let you know, six calls on the line right now, 12 lines open, asking for those who have never given to Catholic Answers to help us use up the match this hour. I'll tell you what, with 12 lines open, anybody who calls right now is going to get right in. So if you just want to make a quick pledge in any amount, help us use up that $20,000 match. We're still $16,000 away from it. A lot of work to do. Before the top of the hour, 888-291-8000, $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. Let's use that whole thing up. We really do need your help. I always like to say at this time of year, you know, Super Bowl's coming up. What it costs for us to do this show for the next 3 months is about 10 seconds of advertising on the Super Bowl. That's just think about that. I mean, it's really extraordinary. And it's a lot of it has to do with the dedicated people, Edgar and Darren and John, who are all in there in the studio right now. We're able to produce a lot for the amount of money that we spend, but we need your help in order to keep doing it. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest. We're doing Ask Me Anything. 13 lines now open. Oh, that's good. We're getting the number down. 13 lines open. Let's fill them up. I want to say thank you to Ricky McPherson in Kansas, who gave $200 and wanted to give in the past, but wasn't able at the time. He really appreciates all we do, and we are grateful for that. Rocky, thanks for coming in now that you could. A very, very, very gracious thing to do. Jeff from Wyoming, $50 a month. That's tripled, automatically tripled, Jeff, right now. An anonymous donation from North Dakota, $1,200. That's what's helping us get there. All that mix of all the different amounts. Mary from, I've never heard of this name before. Have you ever heard of a county in or a town in Louisiana called Broussard? Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of Mary.
Oh, yes.
Mary
definitely.
From Broussard, Louisiana. Now, this is what Mary did. This was smart. Mary already had a pledge of $10 a month. She doubled it to $20 a month.
She upped her game.
Yeah, she upped her game, and that's tripled because all that new money, any new pledge monthly is tripled right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Carlo, a lot of people to thank, but we do need to fill up those lines.
Yeah, absolutely. We have $16,000 more to go in half of this hour left of Catholic Answers Live. Now, I know many of you listening right now, you enjoy listening to Catholic Answers Live, and I know that you have benefited from all the great answers that myself and Tim and Joe and Trent and Jimmy have and Tom Nash and all of the others have given. And so if you have benefited from Catholic Answers Live ministry, and if it has changed your life, then give us a call, 888-291-8000, and make a pledge and give us that donation so that we can continue to do this ministry. Because without you and without your support, we have a voice, but nobody's going to hear it. We need the platform for our voice to be heard throughout the world. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, and make that donation now. Even if it's a $5,000 check, we'll take that for sure.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it. 888-291-8000. 12 lines open. Please fill them up during the break. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I was way off. It's 1 second of Super Bowl advertising. 1 second more than would pay for 3 months of this radio program and all the things associated with this. 1 second of Super Bowl advertising. So thank you to those of you for whom it is important enough to pick up that phone and call. It really means the world to us. 888-291-8000 is the number. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest this hour. And in studio now, president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hello, Chris.
Si, thanks for having me in here. I'm overwhelmed pondering this analogy or this comparison that you just gave us because of how much it says about the world. I'm going to come to that second. First, my friends, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to 24365. That's 24365. That's easy to remember. We need your donation right now, folks. We're behind. Si, You're telling me that Catholic Answers Live runs for a quarter on what it takes to buy a second of Super Bowl advertising. My friends, this is what the world values. So let me ask you, what do you value? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I have to ask you, especially those who've never supported the show, if you've never supported our work, I have to ask you what you value. Where does your Catholic faith fit in the hierarchy of things that you value? 888-291-8000. If it's not first on the list, if the Eucharist is not the center of your life, then, well, we need to correct it. Now, I'm going to assume that everybody listening to this show, Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000, does believe that his or her Catholic faith is at the top of their hierarchy, that the Eucharist is the center of life, or at least they want to know. They want to know if it should be, and so they're inquiring, and then we've got brilliant minds like Carlo Broussard to help them along. But my friends, 888-291-8000, if the answer is yes, if the Catholic faith is the center of your life, then why don't you want to share it? Or let me ask you, do you want to share it? Do you want to share it? Now, here's the great news, 888-291-8000. Cy, I'm losing people. We had 5 active calls, and now we're down to 4. My friends, 888-291-8000.
14 lines open.
14 lines open. If you believe that the Catholic Church, the Catholic faith is the most important thing in your life, if you believe that the Eucharist is the center of your life, and I know you want to share it, I have this extraordinary, and by the way, extremely efficient bang for the buck, as Cy just explained.
Yeah, right.
An entire quarter of production for equal to 1 second of Super Bowl advertising. A very, very efficient way to spread the faith. And by the way, my friends, it says, and Carla will give me chapter and verse, go make disciples. So Jesus doesn't say, hey, I've shared these things with you. I think they're neat.
I can give you gospel. It was Matthew. Now, Carlo will have to give you something more specific than that.
But 28, 19 through 20.
That's what I was going to say. I was just going to say that.
But I'm pretty sure, you know, Carlo can correct me if I'm quite confident Jesus didn't say, look, you know, I've shared these things with you. I think they're pretty neat. I hope you guys think they're neat too. If you think they're neat, then, you know, pass them along. But, you know, otherwise go do your own thing. Our Lord does not say that. He says, go make disciples. And then the church, if it's not clear enough from our Lord, 888-291-8000, says anyone who's a confirmed Catholic is strictly obliged to evangelize. Now, Cy, I say this every time I come in here for the pledge drive. Not everybody's going to be Cy Kellett. Not everybody's going to be Carlo or Jimmy or Tim or Trent or Tom Nash or any one of our superb apologists here. But every one of you can support them. 888-291-8000. Thank you. We're up to 6 lines. We've got 11 open. Let's fill them up, my friends.
888-291-8000. Remember, there's a dollar-for-dollar match up to $20,000. We right now have 11 lines open and still $13,000 to raise, which, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. $13,000 in 27 minutes. You have done that for us before, and I'm sure can do it again. 888-291-8000. I'm very impressed with your telephone number giving. You that was very
impressive.
You've
got to say it a lot. Catholic Answers Radio. Here, I'm gonna impress you with something. Actually, you already knew this. I'm gonna impress the listeners. My friends, I know that you listen to Catholic Answers Live and you hear the expertise of Carlo Broussard. And by the way, that takes a long time. It's taken Carlo, it's taken Trent, it's taken Joe, Tim, Jimmy, Tom Nash, taking these guys a long time and a lot of study and a lot of sweat and energy and dedication to get that good. But my friends, they are the forward-facing part of Catholic Answers, but behind them is a staff of equal expertise. The reason that Trent Horn's YouTube channel now has over 200,000 subscribers, by the way, folks, you make that possible when you call in with your pledge, 888-291-8000. The reason Trent Horn's YouTube channel it has as many subscribers as it does and viewers, millions, right, is because of the hard work of his editor, Thomas West, and the hard work of his social media guru there. I know she has her proper title, Vanessa Forsblad. These people are every bit the expert in their field that our apologists are on the front. And Joe Heschmeyer now, he's got Michael Kupres editing his podcast. Thank you, and he's going to be catching up to Trent very, very soon, because not just the experts out front, but behind as well.
That's really, I mean, they're amazing people, so humble but so able. I mean, extraordinary people behind everything that's being done here.
I'm going to mention one more. Why are there millions, and my friends, I'm talking between 4 and 8 million sessions at Catholic.com now every month? It's because of the amazing work of Annalia Valdivia, recently engaged to Brandon Manderson, in our marketing department with the extraordinary content-based marketing that she does to attract people to that website. But it isn't just to get the clicks, my friends, or the YouTube subscriptions. It is to bring souls to Jesus Christ. That's your job, too, by supporting this. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text CATHOLIC to 24365.
All right, back to the phones we're going to go. Thank you very much, Chris. Fill up those lines.
Can I stay?
Oh, please, okay. Do stay. Yeah, I'd love it when you stay. Okay. And I'll tell you what, I want you to hear something, Chris, and then everybody else can hear this as well, because it has to do with Carlo. And then we'll take a call. But this is what a recent caller said about her own coming back to the Catholic faith. Oh, hey, Alyssa, you're on the air with Dr. Carlo Broussard.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you guys for everything that you do and everything. I went to my first Mass on Sunday.
Wow.
And you guys are part of the reason why. So I just wanted to thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? How do you feel, Carlo, when something like that happens?
It brings great delight and joy to my heart to know that somebody has come to experience the beauty and the goodness and the truth of our Lord in the Mass and in the Catholic faith, because only that truth will bring them to completion and perfection and allow for them to experience that deep, authentic happiness and the joy that our Lord wills for everyone to experience. And the only way that has happened and it can continue to happen is if folks give a call right now, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We still got $12,800 to go in the next few minutes.
10 lines open.
You to call right now and fill up those lines. Absolutely.
All right, let's make him work. Let's make Dr. Carlo Broussard work. Blaz, I'm going to say Blaz. It could be Blaze in Frisco, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. You're going to have to help me. Is it Blaze or Blaz?
No, it's Blaz. Hey, great speaking with you both.
You too. Thank you.
No, so I had a question regarding the road to Emmaus. Mm-hmm. And the question that I was trying to... So back last year, I went to a retreat from... It's called the Emmaus... Mountain Emmaus Retreat by the Emmaus Brothers in Tampa, Florida. And there's a group of men.
You're all right. You got time. Do you want us to take a break and come back to you, or are you able to go?
No. I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're very good at talking, if you want us to do that for a little while. We are professionals.
No, thank you. Sorry about that.
No, you don't have to be sorry at all. We've all been through that same experience. I mean, the experience of people who will bring you close to the Lord is one that should be remembered with tears of joy. And you're very welcome here. We'll take all the time you need to get your question answered. But do you want to answer?
Sure. I'm going to push forward. So the reason... really, the reason for my call was in that retreat and in their passage, and it talks about how at the end of the passage, how their eyes are open and their mm-hmm. hearts are on fire.
Right.
And
did not our hearts burn within us?
Yes. So this is my first time hearing about the story.
Okay. Mm.
So when I got home, I dove in. My heart was on fire and started reading more about it. But my question was more about that other disciple.
Yeah, the unnamed companion.
You want to know who it is?
Yes, the unnamed companion. Well, I would like to know. But if I could say this real quick. So when I got home, I went on Formed, on the Formed app TV, and I saw a video from Dr. Timothy, and my mind just went blank on his last name, which was amazing.
Was it Gray?
On the road.
Yeah, Tim Gray.
Dr. Yeah, Timothy Gray.
So. Tim Gray. Yes, Tom. Yes. Great video on the road to Emmaus, which really was eye-opening for me. Well, right now at our church, we're doing the Bible study for Luke with Jeff Cavins. So it was interesting because Jeff Cavins, in his study in our study of Luke, actually it opens up with the road to Emmaus in the first chapters of our study. And I thought it was interesting because Jeff Cavins was mentioning how so I'm going to get to I will appear your question, your answer. So Jeff Cavins thought was the person, that unnamed disciple, was Luke.
Oh,
and the only reason is because the road to Emmaus is only mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Luke. And they believe it could have been Luke as being the unnamed disciple, just because of the detail that he goes into the story.
Was that different than what Dr. Gray said?
Yes, it was. And that's when what I was curious on.
Okay.
Dr. Tim Gray mentioned it was the wife of, and I forgot
Clopas.
The name of the actually.
Probably the wife of Clopas.
It was,
well, let's let Carlo take a shot at it. I'm very, very grateful for the call, and God bless you, brother. Carlo, I know you know the answer to this. Who was the other? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, the answer is I do not know.
Yeah.
But those are two plausible opinions that have been offered as to who this unnamed disciple would be. So as a Catholic, we wouldn't be bound to believe either of those opinions. But at the same time, we would be permitted to think that one is more reasonable than the other. So this idea of Clopas, the other named unnamed disciple, being his wife, that makes sense to me. It makes sense that he would be walking with his wife and mourning over, you know, the movement seemingly going under the water. And that wife of Clopas is mentioned by St. John in John 19, 26 through 27, referred to as a quote unquote sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The implication being that Clopas and his wife were kinsmen of Mary, thus making them relatives of Jesus. And if Clopas is also Alpheus, which some scholars say, then that would seem to indicate maybe perhaps James of Alpheus is the brother of the Lord and thus a cousin of Jesus. So again, that's one opinion, but it could very well be Luke. If it were Clopas's wife, those details still could be transferred to Luke, because remember, Luke tells us in the prologue that he consulted with eyewitnesses. So it's very possible that Luke could have gotten the information, even though he wasn't that other disciple. He could very well have gotten it from Clopas and his wife, assuming that this unnamed disciple is his wife. So Blas, you know, you're perfectly fine to adopt either of those opinions or not adopt any of them and just be agnostic about it. But God bless you, my friend, for your encounter with the Lord. That is a grace. Ponder it in your heart, as Our Lady did, and rejoice in that good, my friend, because for your heart to be burning as those disciples' hearts were burning, that is a tremendous gift. And you know, Cy, the heart's burning brings us to our point here today, right? In fundraising, people's hearts burn on fire when they hear the gospel proclaimed through Catholic Answers Live. And so for our listeners out there, if you want other people's hearts to burn, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, like Blas, then you need to call 888-291-8000 and make a pledge so that other people's hearts can burn a fire with love for our blessed Lord and the fullness of the Catholic faith.
888-291-8000. Blas, I tell you what, he's still on the line. I'd like you to hang on. I want to send you a wonderful book we've been able to publish, and it's called Secrets from Heaven. It's from our good friend, Father Sebastian Walsh, and it's a look at the sayings, the parables, the conversations that Jesus Christ himself had. So if you hang on the line, because of the goodness of our donors, one donor in particular who gave us the funds to give out books, we will be happy to send that to you, Blas. Again, I want to reiterate what Carlo just said. We're coming down to the last minutes of this hour. We've still got a good amount to raise in order to meet a $20,000 match. Is $12,800 still correct? It seems like it's been $12,800 for a while. All right. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Psy, three invitations here. One, my friends, if you're capable of writing a four or five figure check, This is the time we need your help right now. If you want to just call and collect the address and mail the check in, that's fine. We're happy to receive that. If you don't want to put that on your credit card, 888-291-8000. If you are interested in being quite generous to Catholic Answers and you have questions about our books or our strategic plan or our operation or all the other things that goes on here, and you want to talk to me, just say, I'd like Chris Check to give me a call and I'll be happy and we can have a conversation about your support of our work. 888-291-8000. The third invitation, Cy, is to people who've never given.
Yes.
If you've never given to this show, and as Carlo said, I know you've benefited from it because before I worked at Catholic Answers, I listened to this show and I benefited from it. Everyone who listens to this show benefits from it because it tells the truth. It tells the truth. And there are 12 lines open right now. So if you've never given to the show, how about starting out with $10 a month? Because it's going to be tripled, right, Cy?
It's tripled right now. Any new monthly donation is tripled right now.
Yep. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. My friends, your generosity supports not only this radio program, all the great podcasts that we do. Your generosity means that the fullness of Catholic.com is in Spanish. Everything,
isn't that wonderful?
Everything on Catholic.com is now in Spanish. If you don't believe me, do this. es.catholic.com.
That's like a billion Catholics now who have the entire a catalog of thousands of answers to questions about the Catholic faith.
The single best website for this reason, without equal, 888-291-8000. 12 lines open, my friends. Please, if you've never given before, if you're capable of making a large gift, and do consider being a monthly giver. It really helps us with our budgeting. 888-291-8000.
Carlo, you feel like working? I feel like making you work a little more. I feel like
yeah, sure. Goal. Let's do it. And I'd just like to remind our listeners that our Lord says in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there is your heart. Amen. And this is exactly what Boss was speaking about earlier. We need to reflect. Our listeners need to reflect. Is the Catholic faith at the center of my life? How do I answer that question? Where is my money going? Where is my treasure? If the Catholic faith is at the center of your life, if that is where your heart is, then that's where your treasure needs to be. So you need to call 888-291-8000 and give us that treasure. Put your treasure in the work that we do at Catholic Answers, and that, my friends, will manifest where your heart is. And in so doing, that's an act of love, which merits an increase in grace and an increase in holiness. And it's not only love for yourself to increase in holiness, but it's also love for others because of the great work that we do at Catholic Answers. So call 888-291-8000. We need $11,000 more to go in the last few minutes here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's $1,000 a minute, and we have done it before. $1,000 a minute. It's. I always feel like
ain't
that's
no reason why we can't do it now, baby.
No.
12 lines open.
888-291-8000. 8000. John in Columbia, South Carolina. Thank you for waiting, John. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Carlo Broussard.
Yeah, no problem. But I will tell you that I've been listening to you guys to this show for a couple months, and so you did inspire me to give for the first time tonight. So
oh,
praise God.
Praise
God.
The Lord.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Nine lines open.
So I'll try to be quick with my question. My question is, I was Lutheran my whole life. I left the Lutheran Church about 5 years ago, but my wife and I joined the Catholic Church last Easter.
Praise God.
So my question is with sin. There's a certain sin that I struggle with, and I've been trying to truly cleanse myself, and I just can't fully do it. And my question is that struggle itself efficacious if I can't reach truly overcoming that sin?
Good question.
Is that struggle efficacious?
Sure.
Carla?
Yeah. The short answer, John, is yes. Insofar as you are fighting in the process of trying to resist the temptation to engage in that behavior, that very effort itself is going to merit an increase of grace insofar as you're in grace at that moment. Now, if you happen to fall into the sin and you separate yourself from Christ and destroy the grace abiding within the soul, well, then that's when we go to the sacrament of reconciliation. We're spiritually resurrected and we reignite that life within us. And the pilot light is on once again. And as you move forward in that combat in that spiritual combat and fight against the temptations, and the little successes that you have will fan that flame of faith and life within you and increase grace continuously within you. So insofar as you're in grace and succeeding in overcoming the temptations by God with and with God's help, that is indeed efficacious. And so I would encourage you, John, to continue fighting that fight, brother, and invoke Our Lady, invoke Saint Joseph, invoke the heavenly host to intercede for you so that you can overcome those temptations time and time again. And eventually that will develop the virtue or the habitus, the habit within your soul, to where you can easily reject the temptation as our Lord rejected the temptations in the desert coming up on Lent. We're going to be reflecting on that. And so keep it up. The fight, John. Don't give in. Keep utilizing the sacraments, the Eucharist and Sacrament of Reconciliation, and do not let the devil convince you that there is no hope and that you'll just keep falling, because, brother, there is hope to overcome those sins, as we've witnessed so many times in our own lives and those of others.
Praise God. Amen.
We're all praying for you, John.
And you hang on, John. I want to send you Secrets from Heaven as well. It's just an encouraging book. Whenever I feel like someone would benefit from the encouragements that Father Sebastian Walsh is so good at sharing with the words of Jesus, I like to send that book. I'd love you to have it. Hang on. To those who are on the line, thank you. Lines have begun to fill up. Eight on the line, 9 lines available right now as we head into the last moments of the show. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. I got to thank a couple people. First of all, I want to thank Gail from Oklahoma. She donated $120. Thank you very much, Gail, for that.
Thank you, Gail.
But this makes me happy. She said she loves listening to all the Ask Me Anything shows. That's right, Gail. That's why we do them. And call sometime. You can ask anything. And I want to say thanks to Cecil from right here in Southern California. He just joined Society 315. We're glad to have you as a member. Society 315, a great, great work. And Michelle does a wonderful job running it, and you're going to be happy you joined Cecil, and we're glad to have you as a member. They both called 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friends, if you're listening to the show on replay or podcast or whatever those fancy words are, Si, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com right now, or text Catholic to 24365 and give your gift 24/7. We're happy to receive that. There are 11 lines open. We've got about 2 minutes left in the hour, and I think we're a few thousand off of our goal here, folks. So yep, this is the time to call in with that $1,000, that $5,000 gift. 888-291-8000. Si, I'm listening to Carlo give the answer to that question, and every one of our apologists is the same in this regard. Not only do they know the details of the doctrine and the reasons why and the scriptural references and all these things, but Carlo's answer was so pastoral. It just came totally from the heart. So this isn't some mere intellectual exercise, my friends,
right?
The Catholic
Amen.
Faith. This is
no.
The Holy, it's the action of the Holy Spirit going on through this show. 888-291-8000. Please keep us on the air.
888-291-8000. Still several thousand dollars away from being fully funded. The numbers aren't moving very quickly. I do see the calls coming in, but I don't know if the computer's adding them up very quickly. But it says 10,000 still to go, and that may be the case. If you're one of those people who is especially blessed and can do a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, maybe a $1,000 or $2,000 gift in these last moments, those would be very helpful. And then we can have a great first day and be on our way to being fully funded. It's a lot of money. It takes 1 second of Super Bowl advertising to pay for 3 months of doing this show. 1 second of Super Bowl. Here, I'll give you the whole Super Bowl ad. There, that's how much you could pay for what it costs for an entire quarter of doing this show.
Of saving souls, of bringing souls to the fullness of the truth, to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. 888-291-8000.
And you know, guys, St. Paul has an exhortation as well in the last few minutes here. John was talking about efficacious, right? Things being efficacious. St. Paul says in 1 Timothy 6:17-19, the rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future. The act of love and giving to our ministry here is going to merit for them a higher experience of the beatific vision.
Amen.
Insofar as it's love. And so we encourage you, love us. Please give us some love. 888-291-8000.
It's amazing. I, you know, the despite whatever happened in the hour, it looks like we are well able to make it now, especially if some of those folks, if everyone will keep calling and filling up those lines. There's plenty of lines. We haven't filled up the lines once today, so do not worry about occupying a line at 888-291-8000. If there's that one or two people who can give a couple thousand, 3,000, four, five, I think we're going to use up the match completely before the end of this hour. 888-291-8000. It's the exact same if you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just text the word Catholic to 24365. Chris Check, Carla Broussard, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Si.
God bless you, Si.
888-291-8000. God bless. 291-8000.